Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Surak is our guest. He's the president of Surak Financial Services. Gary, I need your website, please.
You always ask me that, and I always screw it up. GarySurak.com.
All right. We're working on him, folks, getting his name right. GarySurak.com. He's the author of The American Dream Revisited. Also, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? He got a new one coming out pretty soon. We're looking forward to that. Hey, Gary, you're a financial planner. That's what your business does. You grew up in that industry. What should people do with their money now? We've already talked about the fact that it's probably kind of dangerous to put it in the stock market. Everybody knows that the last thing you want to do is take financial advice from me, at least when it comes to the stock market. I think I'm a pretty good hand on real estate, but not the stock market. So nobody takes advice from me on that. But it doesn't take a genius to figure out that the stock market's a pretty dangerous place right now. What should they do with their money? If it's in a passbook account, they're getting a 0.25% interest. It's costing them, more money on inflation than they're getting back. What should they do with it?
Well, it's interesting. Let's talk about 401k for a minute, and then I'll kind of go to the other side. So if it's qualified money, Jim, I'm having my clients move to very conservative funds, target date funds, and I'm a fan of those. And I've had them go to 2015 target dates, which means 5 years ago they retired, or 2020 target dates. But I have people that are out there and they're looking at, the future, 2030 and 2040. And I said, no. I said, bad time to do that. Let's reverse this. Uh-huh. And let's just slow down and let the money managers manage this to be as conservative as possible in a place where you have no control. So I've done that. And I think that's a good place to go for
what kind of returns could they expect from that? How protected would they be with those going back like that? How protected would they be from a crash?
Well, that's the beauty of it, because it's more bond driven than stock driven. So mm-hmm. I'll give you a great example. I did one just this last week, and the person came in and they were 60-40, so 60% in the market, 40% in bonds, and we flipped it. We went 60 bonds, 40 market. And just a little tweak like that makes a difference, because it takes you out of being much more aggressive. I mean, we really changed the circumstances of their portfolio. And I had someone last week, we went 80-20, 80% bonds, 20% conservative. Again,
what kind of funds these are?
These are target date funds, Jim. Inside 401ks, almost every 401k offers them. And it's probably the safest thing you can do inside a 401k today, because
can you put an IRA in that?
Yeah, you can, absolutely. There are target date funds for IRAs also. And the beauty of those is that it takes the risk off of you, it takes the management off of you, and you don't have to make choices. So I'm a fan of those. If it's not IRA money, but if it's not qualified money, that's where it gets a little dicey.
It's just sitting in the bank.
Yeah. It's almost one of those places where I just say, listen, there's a time to be aggressive and a time just to sit back and not make any money. So it's funny, I was thinking about this for my own funds, and I said, okay, so I'm not really making any money, but if we do have the adjustment I think we're going to have, I'm going to save a lot of money, and in a way that's making a lot of money. So I'm kind of willing to make nothing just to see. There's just no question. It's going to be an adjustment. And how big a one, Jim? I don't know if it's going to be 5,000 points, 10,000 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it sure feels like something's happening. As I told someone yesterday, I think someone's going to pop this balloon, and it's going to be one of
the. Well, it'll depend
pop.
On a couple of things. If it's natural causes, it might only be, maybe 7 or 8 or 10%. But if it's something, some black swan-like thing. thing, like another pandemic or something like that, something, if there's a setback of some kind that's not market related, it's something to do with the planet or geopolitics or something like that, that could be a whole different thing.
Yeah, and that's the problem. If it's natural, I agree with you completely. I could see 20%, and that wouldn't, okay. we're up so high. 20%,
that means it's only down to 24,000, folks.
That's what I mean. So that's what I'm thinking. Oh, that would be the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. That would be like the best market we ever had before this last year.
I mean, I remember when it was 2,400, and now we're talking about getting down to 24. Anyway, go ahead. I got 1 minute, Gary. Last thoughts.
So my thoughts are, this is a great place to play defense. I mean, okay, I like football. So, who wins in the Super Bowl is who plays the best defense, as far as I'm concerned, because that's what I'm thinking with stock market, too. I think it's a great time to play defense. I think, this is a wonderful time not to be greedy. Greedy people have a tendency in my world to lose, and this is a time where people get really greedy. So my advice is, I just go conservative here. I take my profits, buy something, and say thank you. Put it in the bank and not worry about it.
Exactly. No, I think that's probably. I think defense, folks, protecting yourself right now. I think there's nothing. Especially if you've got the cash. If you're sitting on cash, it's kind of hard to go broke if you got cash, isn't it?
Yep. I read that in a book once.
Gary Cirak, ladies and gentlemen, Cirak. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him and his books and his company. Hey, Gary, good job. Will you come back?
Jim, absolutely. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Gary Cirak, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.